Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Today I have with me Dean Wiltsy, who's chairman and CEO of Vovisi, which is a software as a service community feedback and engagement company. And the reason that I wanted to have Dean with me today is because I haven't really focused a lot on communities and the building of communities for marketers in a long while. And I think that he's going to have some great best practices ideas for us. So Dean, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Great. So what are the most obvious trends that enterprises are seeing today regarding community building?
Well, there's several we can talk about. First, I would say that one of the trends that we've noticed that's not such a positive trend, I would say, is that companies don't know what to do with them. I've never, you know, if you remember back to when the internet really started and how companies rushed to build websites, I'm seeing the similar type of enthusiasm as there was back then, where companies are realizing the social change that's occurred and the benefits of keeping your customers engaged with your brand and using a community to help build loyalty and connect with your customers. That said, once companies get into it, they begin to realize that they need to implement process and ownership and really a strategy across the corporation to make sure that it's successful. So there's the number one trend clearly is that companies recognize the need. And I would say when we talk to marketers, it's very unusual if we speak to a marketer that is not thinking about it or hasn't implemented a community. So it's probably top of mind with most marketers today.
And that's both big and small enterprises.
Yeah, absolutely. We look at the world really based on Fortune 2000, and then we call mid-market. So you know, anybody that would be a 25 million size company and above is certainly a candidate for not only a customer type community but also employee communities.
Great. Well, so how does an enterprise, using that term very generally, build a community site? What's kind of the criteria, if you can think of kind of five or six tips?
Well, first is determine the strategy and the objective. What is it you want to accomplish with the community? With most of the companies that we talk to, we try to stress that one of the primary benefits is being able to gather feedback and do research into your customer base and prospects through your community. There is a number of community platforms and communities that have been launched for corporate customers that are engaging, keep customers participating, looking for more information, giving feedback, et cetera. And then there are more structured types of communities where there is a real process for gathering information.
So in terms of the sort of criteria for the best practices for building a community site, you said, know your objective, know your audience, and then are there other sort of three or four criteria?
Yeah, certainly I think it would be making sure that you have process and ownership assigned within the company to make sure that the content is fresh and relevant, and that in fact you are going to be engaging to making sure that the community is successful. The quickest way for a community to die is a lack of content or lack of participation. So I think the commitment to being sure that the enterprise is committed to the community is extremely successful. It's extremely important.
How does a company know that their community effort is succeeding?
I would suspect that most companies are going to want to really measure a true return on investment for their community. So there needs to be metrics in place to be able to actually track the benefits that community is providing. So for example, one of my favorite ways of measuring success is the way that companies now allow you to post reviews on products. When companies do that, they have proven that as soon as they implement a review process on their e-commerce site, their revenues and their sales jump dramatically. Statistically, it's just completely provable, because you can instantly see that once people go there, they read a review, that the sales have increased dramatically on those sites. So there are obviously that's a key measurement for an e-commerce site is selling more. For companies that may not be selling directly on their website, I think it really has to do with the measurement of traffic, participation, length of time that the visitors are spending on the site, and then overall the feedback that they can gather from that community. Again, what we advise companies to do when they're launching communities is to recruit their customers to opt in to join an advisory panel. And what that opt-in means is that people have agreed to answer questions from time to time and give you permission to use their email to send them invitations to ask them questions. And through our community platform, we work with companies to recruit customers from their database to actually join their community. And by making the content relevant, by engaging your customers and asking questions, makes it very easy to measure an ROI when you can determine the type of data that you can collect either via surveying or polling your customer base.
So how large is staff on average? Does a company, say a $100 million company, have to have in effect to really manage an effective community site?
We recommend that there is a single owner, and we usually start out with the CRM supervisor within the company taking on the responsibility as an additive responsibility initially as a kind of a point of contact.
Well, Dean Wiltsy, thank you so much for joining me in Marketing Voices.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.
Yeah, well, I've been talking to Dean Wiltsy, who's chairman and CEO of Vovisi. He and I have been talking about online community feedback and engagement for lots of enterprises, small and large. And to all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.